The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, November 10th, 2024, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning, and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. If you're searching for a clear, unbiased, science-based view of how to slow your aging, decrease illness, lose weight, maintain fitness, and optimize your nutrition, all with a hint of humor, Vital Health Radio may be your home base. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and joining me is the PhD of East Ridge, Clint, the famous, soon-to-be millionaire Powell.
Yeah. I've got a suggestion for you. Two things. First, I'm glad you added all with a sense of humor. That's the only part of that one-minute intro that is about me. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Yeah. The second thing is we should get all of that typed up on one piece of paper so you're not looking like a news anchor from 1960 with the cigarette smoke, breaking news. You're like from our break desk and then over here from the, you know, this just in from Brazil. It was watching you shuffle through papers.
I do it every week.
Every week. I just take that back to somebody in charge and have them put your three introduction cards on one card.
It will be done.
I know. I'm just watching you and I'm like.
And why I did not think of that really is concerning.
Yeah, because you're struggling. You're like, over here, you're welcome to, geez, who am I? Is this, who's that guy? What? Oh, we're health show and he's funny and I've got all the knowledge.
And I just had ketamine, so I'm a little bit loopy.
So maybe today you'll be funny and I'll be the smart one.
Duh.
There we go. Yeah. Well, I'm sure we'll talk about something intelligent here in a minute.
I got a really interesting show today, a guest that we're going to speak to that was the inventor or else the owner of the company of a test for cancer in dogs. Very, very reasonable price. So when things get rough with the health of a dog, and you're going to have to make some tough decisions, but you don't want to spend $1,200 to get to the point of information, this test may be something you want to learn about. So that's going to be fantastic.
Look forward to that.
Segment two. Want to kind of update you on my personal journey. Well, one is I'm going to be speaking at the Vascular Institute. Just amazing. As you know, they help sponsor Vital Health Radio. Dr. Lassar is a wonderful wife, Tracy, the amazing corporation that helps so many people in this town with vascular issues.
Right.
But I'm going to be speaking to their continuing education group that comes every year. I think this will be my either sixth or seventh year speaking. And I'm honored because I'm entering into an arena that nobody gets to enter into unless you're in the club. Well,
right.
I'm not in the club because I'm not a physician and I'm not a nurse practitioner. And these people kind of are forced to listen to the nutty Ed Jones and his path of life and health and ideas. But it's interesting how many will come up to me and ask me a question afterwards and also come to the store. It really was shocking. So it does. There are people who want to be more empowered with nutritional integrative information. And so I'll be speaking there next Friday.
Awesome.
And I will be also on Julie with Katie this last 2 days ago, actually, because of the timing of the show, but I'll be there with Dr. Kurt Deering. And what my title was, I thought of this just yesterday, the concern that people have with interactions between pharmaceuticals and nutraceuticals, which are vitamins and natural products. It is very widespread. It is in the headlines constantly. It's always talked about by your doctor and other people in the health field. Well, Dr. Deering has had 30 years experience as a clinical pharmacist dealing with these patients. He doesn't work at the drugstores. He works with patients at hospitals. And we are going to lessen the the red flags around that whole sentence of interactions, because they're far, 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 far fewer than what you're led to believe if you do a Google search.
Two things. One, you said you're going to be on with Julie, and you were on this past Friday. Let's make sure everybody knows that's Channel 3, WRCB. So
thank
you can go find Julie Edwards, who's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I do tell my mother this all the time, because my mother's, of course, she's in her later 70s. And I tell her all the time, be sure when you tell people, like your doctor, that you're on blood thinners or whatever, whatever supplement you're taking, to tell the doctor. Mm-hmm. Or when you're going to Nutrition World, be sure to take them if you're only on any prescription medications. Not for the off chance that it's always going to be a problem, but for that small chance that it is. And I'm glad you have somebody in your staff now that actually can speak to it, and rather than from I read about it, from a personal mm-hmm. experiential level.
Absolutely. And
great.
You can meet with Dr. Kurt Dehring by making an appointment at nutritionw.com for coaching.
Yeah.
You know, I know that you do a tremendous amount of podcasting.
Yes, sir.
And sometimes, and I do a lot of talking, not as much as you, but considerable. And our voice can get hoarse. We can feel a little bit sore.
Today.
And
yeah.
You sound a little bit hoarsey. So I've got the cure for you. I actually brought it. It was very... very good coincidence when I did this.
I was actually telling you before, you can hear it. I'm a little raspy.
Yes, yes. It's kind of, I know you think it's sexy. I'm not so sure of that.
If it is, it's probably not for you anyway. But yeah, continue on, sir.
Well, yeah. I hope not.
Yes. I'm not using my magic on you today. Thank
even,
you.
Even though I'm in another cosmos, so
yeah.
Slightly, 1 foot in it.
Yes.
But oil pulling, we've heard of it. A few people have heard of oil pulling. You've heard of oil pulling.
I've not.
You're telling me the truth? You've never heard of oil pulling? All pulling, all pulling.
If you say it a bunch, it sounds stupid. All pulling, all pulling, all pulling, all pulling. That just sounds weird. No, I don't know what it is. When you explain it, I may go, okay. I know what it is. But
it's an ancient art and science of, one, doing something that's going to pull back bad bacteria, toxins, contaminants out of your body, generally in the throat,
yeah.
The gums, and the teeth area.
Oh, and is this where you swish something?
You swish something.
I used to swish with either coconut, extra virgin coconut oil that y'all have, or Manuka honey, but that coconut oil is what I use. I've heard that works pretty
good.
It's
fine. But I met this guy in the convention in Florida that we came back from about 3 months ago. He's Indian. And his wife was there, and I think this was their first convention, and they were just so passionate about their oil pulling elixir. It's called oil pulling elixir,
mm-hmm.
called the most potent oil pulling in the universe.
Have you tried it?
I have not, because you're the guinea pig.
No, absolutely
and
not.
So it's
I ain't
got,
putting that in my
it's got 22 ingredients. First one is coconut oil, but then sesame oil, peppermint oil, spearmint oil, oregano oil, thyme oil, fennel oil, frankincense oil, clove oil, moringa oil, lemon oil, wild oil, ashwagandha, turmeric, triphala, sarsaparilla, and Himalayan pink salt. You got, and Katie educated me a little bit that I had forgotten. I was saying 10 to 15 minutes. She says you need 20.
You got to do it for 20 minutes?
20 minutes, and you, of course, spit it out. It will be so nasty because it's pulled out so many contaminants of your body.
Well, maybe it's because it has 30 different oils in it. Let me see. Look at it.
It's because it pulled crap out of you.
Wow.
And so one day when you do, and you don't have to be.
I'm going
to
do it tonight.
Don't be aggressive with the swishing or your jaw muscles will cramp.
No aggressive swishing. Gotcha.
Yes. And 20 minutes, set your timer and do it. You might want to, open it and see what it smells like. Very interesting. I have seen it turn the corner for people with sore throats.
Oh, wow. That's pretty strong.
Let me smell.
This looks like it's been opened before.
It has not.
Well, it's got some dust on it.
He gave me this at the show. Ooh, yeah. Man, that's good.
If something happens to me, everybody, I want everybody to know right now.
There's
this stupid swishing technique I'm going to be doing.
Find you dead in the morning.
Absolutely. Yeah, the cleanest looking gums, though. Jeez.
And your teeth will be whiter.
Absolutely. He had no whatever in his mouth.
You wait till your girlfriend sees your teeth and says, did you go to the dentist to get your teeth whitened?
If that's the deal breaker for us. It's
what's more important than looks? That's the only thing that's important is looks and money.
No, your soul. What's and heart.
My soul and my shoe?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
For you, yes.
Yeah, okay.
We'll just stick with that.
Yeah.
I don't have the first two. I have to work on being funny and my character, sir. Damn.
Real quick, 30 seconds, your opinion on Mike Tyson's fight coming up. Is he going to win? 50 what?
It depends.
58 years old?
50's going on 50. Yeah, I think he'll be 58 when he fights. If it's Mike Tyson and he's trying to be the old Mike Tyson, he'll beat the brakes off of him. But it's still, even I don't know what this version of Mike Tyson looks like. I've got an image of what Mike Tyson was. If it's any close to that, Jake Paul's going to get destroyed. Unless it's been so, you know, he's sold his soul. But if it's not that version, because I've not seen this older version fight. Okay. I've seen him hit the heavy bags. I've not seen him be, he's not been hit.
Since when?
In 20-something years.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he had that little thing with Roy Jones, but which are my two favorite. But I love the fact he's doing something like this, but I don't love the fact. It's really weird. I'm torn and I'm excited. And I hope he just beats I hope it's a 40-second fight, and I hope it's not fake, and I hope he just knocks Paul back into the YouTube world. That's what I hope.
It's not just for money.
I if he takes the money, if it's just for money for him, but he fights like he can fight,
yeah, that's fine.
And wins,
yeah,
man, take him to church. That's what I look at.
All right, yeah. All right. On my own personal pursuit, I am talking, and I did some Instagram posts that hit about 1 million views on hand strength in correlation to our longevity. The VO2 max, which is lung capacity and the ability to breathe efficiently, and hand strength were the two most important correlated numbers, more important than your cholesterol, your thyroid, all your lipids, all your this's and all your that's. Now, that doesn't mean the other should be ignored. You shouldn't. But having hand strength and lung capacity is going to serve you far better than balancing things off of a piece of paper. So I'm working at building my hand strength. I made some mathematical error on a kettlebell and thought it was heavier than it was for some strange, stupid reason. So I kept bragging that I was doing what we're supposed to. Ultimate is to do 3/4 of your body weight for 60 seconds. So I weigh 180.
Is it just holding?
And just holding with a grip. And I thought that the kettlebell was heavier than it was. It wasn't. So yesterday I did a 110-pound dumbbell, and it was all this boy could do to hold it to the last second. I could not do it with the left hand. I only did about 50 seconds. I did hit 60 seconds on the right hand, but I want to get 3/4 of 180, which I don't know for sure what that is. What is 3/4 of 180 pounds? That means 0.75, Clint.
Oh, wow. I'm glad you told me that.
Yeah.
It'd be 135 pounds.
Ooh. I don't even know if the dumbbell goes that heavy.
And so you're using a thick grip, or does it matter? Just a dumbbell?
It doesn't matter, whatever you can use.
Okay.
Now, I think I would not call using chalk cheating, so I can have better grip, but I can't use any gloves.
I'd have to do 165.
Ooh. That means you're heavy.
Well, as a bull is what that means. So you take it either way, buddy.
I don't think you're going to do it.
Oh, I've never tried. You got to hold it for 60 seconds.
See, that is the medical point of perfection. If you can get to 3.
Well, most gyms don't have 130 and 160 pound kettlebells, especially.
Well,
dumbbells.
What I did was had to move to the dumbbell rack. So that crunch.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. And at crunch, I want to say, and I'm not sitting here, I don't have a radio show just to brag about myself. Or do I? Do I? Maybe I do have a radio show to brag about myself.
Too busy over here calling you, call me fat. You keep talking.
And so today I did 85 floors on the stair stepper, and then went outside and did about 10 more floors on the steps outside Crunch at Hamilton Place. That
Good
was my
you.
Second time to work there. I've never done stairs. I've never done stair steppers until about 8 weeks ago. I am so sold on the functionality of that. I can walk so much easier now with my double hip replacement after doing this 8 weeks.
Well, it's a great way to hit your quad, your hamstrings, and your glutes all at the same time, and your stabilizer muscles.
And my butt looks really good in jeans.
Okay, cool.
In case you didn't know that.
I'll be over pulling with peppermint oil on my teeth. You keep talking about your glutes. This
and
is weird.
My vascular lecture is going to, I figured out, I kept thinking, what can I talk to these doctors and nurses about? And I thought, the thing I love the most, myself. I'm going to present my blood work to these docs.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, here is what living my lifestyle will produce on blood work. And I think it's pretty cool because I've done more blood work than I thought.
Yeah.
Because when I asked Marlene, I said, do you have a compilation of my blood work? It was an inch thick.
Do you have, when you went on ketamine today and the universe it took you to, were you the sun and revolving around the sun? It was just like all the other ketamine people in the room were like, why is everybody revolving around me?
Oh my gosh.
Call you happy sun Ned or something. We have to come up with some nickname for you.
Well, maybe not.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, okay.
No, but I am going to try to find the 165-pound dumbbell.
Maybe some advice. Maybe start at 120. Let's just see if you can even hold 120, Clint. You'll be shocked how weak you are.
Wow. Ketamine makes you an asshole.
Oh, we're going to get kicked off.
I hope they leave that in the radio show. I'm fat and I'm weak. Thank you, Ed, for helping me get clean teeth. Jeez.
You weakling with nasty teeth.
Absolutely.
Hey, Black Friday's, when it comes up, this is what we have going on in the nutrition world. Anything in the store other than pet food, you get 50% off one single item. One single item. And I think Be Well is going to offer a special on blood work, but I don't have that detail yet. So make sure you access our nutrition world on Black Friday.
And do me a favor, everybody, too. I do this. I'll get one this year. I guarantee you Santa's going to be good to me. It's a great time of year to start buying those gift cards.
Oh, yes.
I know that's not a Black Friday thing. You don't get those on Black Friday. Gift cards are. But you can buy gift cards anytime. They're great for stocking stuffers. Every year when Santa brings me one or two of them, I'm excited.
And Cody, our wonderful creative person that you help out a lot with, Brian at Nutrition World, did the most amazing video for Christmas gift cards. And it just got launched yesterday. I saw it on the Instagram.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have the most interesting conversation of a newly invented test for cancer in dogs that is, I think, going to help people in many ways as we have aging pets. That plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
It's football time in the SEC. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. A production from the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Interest rates are coming down and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit athomechattanooga.com or just search me online, Blake Watson with Epic Realty.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World with my partner, Clint Powell. And you know Nutrition World, and you know this, Clint, you have a pet yourself, has a pretty darn awesome pet section that has zero to do with me. You know, a lot of successful people find they're successful because they hire people much better than themselves. And that's what happened in our pet department with Stacy and Fallon. And Rocky, but Stacy is, her whole life is the investigation seeking of better information, products, and therapies for pets, dogs and cats. Well, she came to me about 3 months ago and was explaining this test called an Oncotec that would help owners of pets that are in a tough place when their dog is quite ill and they don't know what's wrong with it, and instead of, they may not have the funds to spend $1,000 or $2,000 to do a lot of investigation through their veterinarian. This is a test that can help be quite accurate to determine if they have no cancer, a modest level, or an aggressive cancer, to make wise decisions. And today we have the inventor and the owner of this company, Chan from Oncotec. Welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me, Ed and Clint. It's such an honor to be on the radio show.
Well, and it is going to help a lot of people. I know, I'm reading here again, I know some about this because of Stacy, but the world's first non-invasive cancer screening test for dogs. And I'm saying that one in three dogs have cancer. I think that's what I saw. And or will develop cancer. I know my last dog, which I've been single now for about 10 years, and I probably won't own another one until I'm near the nursing home stage, which could be soon and might be in 20 years. But my last dog was named Angel, Golden Retriever, about 4 or 5 years old, started itching, go to the vet. Now, this one was easier to diagnose, but had lymphoma, died a few months later, heartbreaking, because it wasn't, you know, the old saying, the unexpected blow lands the hardest. That was a very unexpected blow. And I've been very close to many of my pets. I've had probably 20 plus over my life. And the thing is, but most times it's not easy to diagnose with the veterinarians. But in those cases, and tell us about this kit. What brought you to the place, and how did you find how to do this? I just want to know your story, and how can this help people?
No, absolutely. Thanks for allowing me to share my story and how, you know, our test's been helping, you know, thousands of, you know, pet owners out there. So I got interested in, you know, cancer detection and cancer diagnostics about 7 years ago because my mom got, you know, diagnosed with breast cancer. Thank God she's, you know, they found it early and, you know, she's healthy and she's doing really well now. But during that time, you know, I got to read a lot of, you know, cancer-related, you know, research papers. And then I came across this paper where, you know, how you probably know and probably have heard that how dogs are able to detect cancer in human medicine through a smell. And it is scientifically proven that cancer cells produce a very particular smell that's different from normal cells. And there was a scientific discovery that a small model organisms called C. elegans can detect cancerous metabolites in urine in human medicine. So, and then around that time, I also found out that, you know, cancer was and still is the leading cause of death in dogs, but there was no cancer screening test available to dogs or cats or companion animals in general. And I thought that was just shocking. And this was, you know, 5 years ago, back in 2019. And I thought that there's, you know, there's got to be a way, you know, we should be able to screen cancer risk early for, you know, our companion animals and really, you know, prolong their lives and protect them just like we do in human. So, you know, I embark on the journey of, you know, finding a solution for it using the scientific discovery that was, you know, that happened, you know, about 10, 15 years ago. And me and Dr. Danny Midkiff, who is our chief scientific officer, we invented a process that is purely, you know, non-invasive because it's the only urine-based cancer screen test on the market. And then also the reason why we focus on urine, we wanted to be, you know, truly non-invasive, but also we wanted to be able to make it as, you know, convenient, affordable, and simple for, you know, pet owners because, you know, I mean, vets are wonderful, but, you know, we all know that they're busy and, you know, sometimes it's hard to make an appointment. And, but since COVID era, you know, we all have become very familiar with, you know, doing at-home tests, testing, and, you know, people are, you know, they're just more open-minded about doing this test at home. So, you know, we developed this test so that, you know, the owners can, you know, collect a very small amount of urine sample using our collection tools. And then they put it in a urine collection tube, which we developed. And it has a small amount of preservative, the chemical preservative inside, so that it keeps the sample stable during the transit. And then we receive in our lab, and then we analyze it, and we share the results with the owners as well as their veterinarians if they choose to share their vet information within, you know, within 10 days, between 10 to 21 days.
How accurate is this test?
So our sensitivity, which is true positive among the four most common canine cancers, so they are lymphoma, melanoma, hemangiosarcoma, and mast cell tumors. Our sensitivity, true positive is 83%, and specificity, true negative, is about 96%.
Really?
Which is among the most accurate tests out there. So, you know, we, for non-scientific you know, folks out there, we say it's about 90% accurate. And, you know, we've sent out these tests to, you know, the customers all over the country, over thousands of them, about 1,500 of them. And I can tell you that, you know, when we are wrong, we hear from our customers because they are not happy that we are not right. But, you know, happy to report that we rarely, I mean, maybe we get one or two at most a month that, you know, we are wrong out of hundreds that we send out. So our accuracy is pretty darn good. But you also have to remember that, you know, no test is 100% perfect. Test is, you know, 100% accurate. Even, you know, the ultrasounds or x-rays can miss cancer diagnosis. So with that, we are pretty confident in our accuracy and results. And people are, you can come out, check out our, you know, custom reviews on our website. They're, you know, 4.9 out of 5. So we're very happy with our accuracy.
I love that. Love the story. Love the innovation. You know, this is what makes the world a better place is those people like yourself who dig into information or a need. You see a need out there, and that then creates this service or this product. And I'm going to ask a question that I know you can't answer if you knew probably the answer is, why are these not available for people? Why or are they?
Sure.
And I don't know about it. Would it work the same way?
Sure. It is available. So not exact same test is available, but the similar test is available over in Japan. Mm-hmm. But that's the only country that's available. So we also believe that there's a human implication for our technology that we developed. So we have two small studies we're running with Dana-Farber as well as UT San Antonio with two professors. But at the same time, we are really primarily focusing on veterinary medicine, not in human medicine, because human medicine is a totally different animal than, you know, veterinary medicine. But, you know, our goal is to really, you know, focusing on, you know, helping companion animals first. And from there, if we have more resources and, you know, whatnot, then we definitely want to look into human application as well.
This is a little bit of a curveball, but what is the do you have, first of all, I just don't know as much about the company or the products. I am familiar with their pet department and nutrition world. Are there other products or services you provide? And are you in the holistic approach to health like Ed and the folks that he, you know, that he brings on board over there? Those are two separate questions. There may be stories there. They may be very quick answers.
So to answer your question, this is the only product we sell. We have only one product, and that's, you know, cancer screen test for dogs.
Uh-huh.
And the second question is, we work with over 200 vets in the country in the U.S. Mm. So, and we have a wide range of vets we work with, from conventional vets to holistic vets to mobile vets to oncologists. I was just at AHVMA earlier this month, or actually last month, and we actually have a lot of holistic vets we work with because
I love that.
You know, when it comes to treatment and management of cancer, I believe that holistic vets have a lot more options, honestly, than conventional vets. So we work with a lot of renowned holistic vets, and you may even recognize their names, like Dr. Ruth Roberts, Dr. Rob Silver, Dr. Kendra Pope. She is probably the only holistic oncologist in the country. Dr. Rory Kozer. So we actually work with a lot of holistic vets.
That is so awesome.
Yeah.
And I know it's about $200, and also we're about to run out of time. Can you tell people who right now are listening who want to learn about this test? You know, we sell it at Nutrition World and at NutritionW.com, but what if they want to learn straight from you, what is your website?
Absolutely. So it's oncotech.co, oncotech.co, and they can come on our website and they can read more about our product. They can actually read our published paper, the peer-reviewed published paper on our website, and they can also purchase on our website.
That is so awesome. You have just been so empowering and enlightening. And as dogs age, it gets to be a concern, even if they're not doing well, their appetite's not good or whatever.
But real quick before you leave, he's doing for us and our pets what you're doing for humans. He's given us another tool
Absolutely.
That we can use,
another
and it's
tool.
In our toolbox over here. I love that.
Thank you, Sean, very much for joining us today on Vital Health Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll have some more empowering words for your health and your kids and your family. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today. Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. Broadcasting from the Optimize You studio, I'm Ed Jones, back with my crazy partner, Clint Powell.
Yes, sir.
What are your podcasts for other people? And we've been, I've been asking you a little bit about some podcasts that you had recently done. Podcasting is the teachings and teachers of this era that we live in. You got to be cautious with everything to pick the right ones, but having a team of teachers as we grow older is so vitally important to not being stagnant, frozen, and really losing your pace in life. So what are your podcasts?
So a couple things. First, I think after this past few weeks, we've learned the power of podcasts and these offline medias that are not mainstream. So thank you for the opportunity. If you to go to daringthebreakpodcast.com, you'll find all of mine. I have Oath and Pledge, one for veterans, The Crime Cast, one about policing. That's with the former Chattanooga Police Chief David Roddy. Dayfire, that is about adventure in the great outdoor. That's with Dawson Wheeler, former owner and founder of Rock Creek. I have, of course, During the Break, that includes Jeff Stiles, talk radio icon, 5 to 9, which is a business podcast. You can find Vital Health Radio there, and I'm going through them, Oath and Pledge. Oh, Enough By and For the People, which is politics and the Constitution, that I host with an attorney, a constitutional attorney, and a UTC researcher. Or I'm sorry, he's not UTC, he's an academic researcher now. But the Oath and Pledge I host with four veterans, too, that's sponsored by the VA. So the Holistic Navigator is also on podcast platforms every Tuesday. If you miss it on Sundays live radio, you can find it there.
Thank you, thank you.
No,
and
thank you.
With Vital Health Radio, it goes from the radio show to the platforms
podcast
of podcasting
on Tuesdays. Yep.
So just type in Vital Health Radio and you should find that. It was interesting the other day, Clint. It was just 3 days ago. I did a consultation for a client, and she was a younger girl who actually had some pretty horrible blood work as far as someone that young. Well, I go out when I do this, I really try to put a plan together for individuals to help them to achieve better health. Not treating a medical condition, but anytime you improve your health, every condition improves. So I had about six things I was going to get for her, one of which was my intuition, even though she didn't say this, was she was at least modestly and perhaps more depressed. She was. You know, those things do come and go in all of our lives. They're actually there for a purpose. They're not like a splinter that has to be removed with some, you know, aggressive therapies always. Sometimes it does. But most of the time, it is the teaching. It is something we should listen to and not push away. And at the same time, do reasonable options to help balance your body. Well, one of those is saffron. Saffron has been studied to be almost as equal to Prozac in several medical studies. We didn't even have saffron 5 years ago. This has been the last 4 years all the research came out. So I'm standing there in the aisle because I go and get these items, take them back to the office to explain how I would like these people to utilize these products. And if you ever want to get a consultation with myself or any of our coaches at NutritionW.com, you can do that. So I'm sitting there in the aisle. I'm not really sure which saffron I want to grab her. Okay. I mean, even though I'm there 6 days a week, I know products very well. I still sometimes have to look at the back of the box to make sure the ingredients and this and that. So I'm standing there looking, and I'm picking up a box or a bottle. Then I set it down. I picked up Terry Naturally Saffron, which is a box. And this lady about 5 feet down, nice, attractive, middle-aged lady, she comes over, taps me on the shoulder and said, "Sir, I just want to let you know that I shop here a lot, and I really like that Terry Naturally Saffron. It is very effective for me." I almost couldn't help from laughing because she thought I was just a customer.
Right.
But I held it all in, and I said, "You know, I really appreciate your help. I mean, I so adore our customers."
Right.
I mean, they want to help other people, and maybe one day she'll see me on Instagram and say,
"Oh, that's the guy."
Yeah.
But that's actually affirmation, too. It's affirmation that you were thinking, you know, that you carry good products.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
If she had said, "Hey, listen, GNC's got a lot better saffron than here."
I would have been curious. Like, let's talk about that. Good. Yeah.
Jack D does all my repairs on my automobiles. They're up in Hickson. Wonderful place. And we work out with him. The only reason I'm mentioning it because this morning at Crunch at Hamilton Place, I saw him and his son, and they are big into fitness and health. And I am always highly recommending them for any mechanical, honest mechanical work. And this is the segue into what I wanted to say last week, and I forgot. So here's my give it heck statement.
Right.
I advertised that health fair that we had, which was humongously successful. On every venue there was, we could not hold more people. The parking lot was jammed. The store was jammed. 50 vendors were busy constantly for 5+ hours. Guess how many people from Gold's Gym and Crunch Fitness came to that health fair despite me telling many, many, giving pamphlets, reminding them? To my knowledge, there was only 2 people who came.
Oh, wow.
And that was Big Mike and his son and his wife. They're the only people from that regularly work at a gym. This, again, disappoints me in gym nuts. They generally don't give a hoot about health. They just don't.
Really?
It's about appearance, impressing, strength, all those. You talk about health, they just close up. They don't give a darn about it. And I thought it would be changing with the years, but it hasn't. It's the same as it was in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s.
And disappoints you?
It does. It does. Come out and try to learn something, because the healthier you are, the better you're going to perform. Now, Matt Davis, he is the IFBB bodybuilder that could write the book on health. He does support us immensely in this town. And name of his place, which has escaped me.
The train station.
Train station. I knew it was train something.
Well, and it was his birthday this last week, too.
Yes. And
so
we
happy
have,
birthday.
We have on our Nutrition World app, we have a really great video of him speaking about this exact subject. I just thought of it as I'm speaking about that. I'm going to start something where I call it the app of the week. Again, I talked about podcasting can be some of our teachers.
Yep.
But we also have to have confident resource places in order to learn the latest information to make the best decisions. Now, we can use our phones as crutches. We can use them as distractions. You've learned that. I've learned that. Katie's learned that. I mean, most of us have been swallowed up by the technology to a point that it's unhealthy. But if you can use it for the betterment of your life, please do so. Don't just throw it down. Don't make yourself not do it, because do it wisely. Well, the app of the week, I've got 2 that I feel is very valuable. One is Seed Oil Scout. I've spoke about it before, but if you download Seed Oil Scout, it will tell you the restaurants in town that are using very damaging, unhealthy oils in their cooking, and then they will tell you the restaurants that do not use those, or will at least give you an option if you want and request no canola, no safflower, no shortening. They will use the other better products, olive oil, butter. I don't know about tallow yet, which is my favorite, but it will hopefully come around. Seed Oil Scout, the second one, Anti-Social. Have you heard of that one?
I have not.
What it is it's for people like you and Katie. You two have an affinity. Like, some people have an affinity to drink alcohol, they become alcoholics. You right. both have alcoholism for the phone, for the social media, for the Facebooks and Instagram. You get swallowed up, go down rabbit trails, can't get out of it. Well, Anti-Social will monitor and I don't know the exact details, but will stop you from doing it. If you set, you can only do 20 minutes a day,
then that's cool.
You can only do 20. And she's utilizing that at this point to see how well it works. Anti-Social app and Seed Oil Scout.
I like it.
One of the most
common... you're not going to ask me if I have an app? Wow, okay.
No,
that's not very thoughtful, but that's okay.
You don't you don't need to recommend an app. I don't... Okay. People,
you don't care about my app? Maybe I have something that you would really benefit
obviously
from.
Obviously, you have something you need to say.
I think the Nutrition World app is a good app.
Oh, slap. I'm going to bump heads and hands and high fives.
Yeah, keep up with all the events and everything going on in Nutrition World, the Nutrition World app. There you go.
I don't think I'll argue with that one. Thank you.
Oh, no. You made it so easy and made me feel welcome to the conversation. Thank you, sir. Jeez. Yes, what would the fat, poor guy with the bad teeth like to say? The weak handshake. Yeah.
Nutrition World app. You summed yourself up very nicely right there.
I'm getting a T-shirt. How would you like to date the fat, weak, bad tooth dude? There you go.
Yeah, that perfect poster.
That is.
Yes.
So well, tender coming on
any
minute.
Since you brought up the subject.
Let's go for it.
Poor oral health significantly increases the risk of cardiovascular disease, diabetes, osteoporosis, and according to one study, with people with fewer than 10 natural teeth are multiple times more likely to die from heart-related issues. How many teeth have you lost? Maybe 4, 5, 6, 8?
I think I've only got two left. I got two caps overs. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I've only had.
Have you ever had a tooth knocked out in boxing?
I've had them knocked loose. No, not loose. No, I've got. As the person that did my root canals told me, I have deep roots. They had to get extra. They had to get extra drill.
You were proud of that.
Well, and I had that's the same week though, or the week before that, I had cavities filled with no deadening, with no Novocaine or anything.
Just like me.
That'll teach you.
Yeah,
I was 27, 28, that'll teach you.
Guess who won't do that again? That's me.
Me. I did it twice. I did two. But nope. I just sat there and took it, but I was sweating. You couldn't tell if I was crying or sweating, man. I was just like, let the tears flow, Bubba. But the good part of it was I felt after it was done, it was done. I didn't have any pain. Yeah. There was no numbness. The pain was over immediately as soon as they stopped.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had 6 mercury fillings replaced at one time. With no Novocaine, and the dentist said, "What?" I said, "Nope, I don't want it." And he drilled out the nasty mercury, put in new ones. There's no reason to do that.
There is now. They would say, "Do you want? I want give me all the medicine and give me extra."
That's right.
Yeah, give me both of the options. Yes.
Back to gum disease.
Yes, sir.
What happens is when you have bad gums and bad teeth, it allows bacteria to enter the bloodstream through these inflamed gums. And what they do is when the gums are inflamed, the bacteria that causes inflammation in the gums, guess what else it inflames? The heart. And that's why we have such a correlation between poor gum health and heart health. It's not just because people with poor gums eat bad food. It's because the gum bacteria, and that's one thing that oil pulling that, you know, you're going to try out as a guinea pig, could be one of the helpful things. But we really need to floss. And I read studies after studies about flossing twice a day is ideal. Flossing 5 times a day will do no more. Mm. 0 more. And sometimes we get carried away with if two's
I only floss about 4 or 5 times a week. Yeah. I don't floss every day.
Yeah.
I probably should.
You should.
Yeah, but I floss, usually 4 or 5 times a day. I mean, a week.
Yeah. Well, that's better than most people.
Yeah.
It is. And you probably still are using Nutritionals floss because regular Oral-B and the others have some pretty, pretty potentially called forever chemicals in that floss. Well, guess what? You're flossing, which is right in the bloodstream.
Yeah, but I'm not going to live forever, so I don't really care. See how I took that? Look at Ed. Ed is just like, dude, sometimes I have no word for your dumbness.
You said it perfectly.
I did. Right? I'm a wordsmith today. I'm a wordsmith.
Wordsmith.
Yeah.
Oh, you are a goober.
That's right.
That's what you are. Another gum disease study. This was amazing. Where they studied 172 participants aged 55 years and older, and they compared the amount of brain shrinkage and cognitive ability on memory test, and it was very strongly correlated to the level of health of the gums. So again, we're talking about hand strength being correlated to longevity, VO2 max, lung capacity, and now number three is the health of your gums. The health of your gums is not that hard if you just set up a system of flossing twice a day using non-fluoride toothpaste, please, and brushing regularly and not leaving things with sugar on your teeth. If you do eat something, if you drink a fruit juice drink or you eat sugary things, do something to at least go in with water, even in the bathroom, and rinse that off. Now, yeah. I want to say, again, this show has zero to do with politics, but I said this only one other time. RFK will change the face of health for this country.
If they let him.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? I mean, if they'll give him which I think they will, but yes.
No, even if they only partially give him, nothing has ever changed the corruptness of the FDA, CDC, and the CDC and USDA. Those three have been bought and paid for because
almost, and the WHO and all those.
Well, that too. Yeah. But they don't really create medical plans and recommendations somewhat, but not directly to the medical people. The thing is, the people on the boards are the people who are approving the drugs who, of course, they're going to approve the drugs because they're being paid by the drug companies. So then they get on the board and they are also on the FDA. That makes no sense.
Well, I think the biggest thing he'll do, other than the actual tangible differences, he'll just make the conversation. He'll ramp up the level of voices that will be heard. And then at least we'll be able to throw the topics in the middle of the table and talk about it without being called kooks.
He's the only politician I know who has a depth of knowledge. And I am not anti-vaccine totally by any means. I see there's a value. I'm anti-aluminum in them. I'm anti-thimerosal in them. Why are those chemicals in there? Because it makes the immune system go on high alert. So then it targets the dead virus that's in the vaccine, because without the thimerosal or aluminum, it can't stimulate the immune system to then form its own antibodies. Well, there's got to be a better way. Don't know what it is, but there has to be a better way. And there's never been a need to find the better way. Now there will be a need.
That's right. We'll have conversations.
Well, as you do, you helped me at Nutrition World. And just yesterday, we had to have a fairly heavy conversation to put our heads together and throw everything conversationally in the hat.
Yeah.
And then we discuss it. And communication is the key to life.
The answers you come up with will never work if you're only hearing part of the conversation.
Yes.
So the best solutions come from you hearing things you may not like.
I love it.
That's just the way it is.
And you are a fabulous business coach. Anybody out there who has a business, small, medium, large, you come in and with a view, because you're standing from the outside looking inward. Yeah. That is amazing. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll have a few words of wisdom, that plus more as we continue. For Glenn Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Do you love Southeastern College football? If so, we've got the show for you. It's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. SEC at its best. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. Nothing but the best in SEC football talk and information. That's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. A production from the Field Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. I'm Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Join me for a podcast dedicated to buying, owning, and selling a home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. Through expert interviews and real-life experience, we'll cover tips, advice, and resources for everything in your home ownership and home selling journey. The podcast is called Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. Catch our weekly episode of Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate on your favorite podcast app.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones, back with my bald-headed partner, Clint Powell.
Thank you.
And, yes, I know, you're proud of your shiny head.
I like it.
Yep.
I went from having a mullet to nothing.
I don't know what my head would look like, because I have such a vast array and big, thick hair that I'm afraid to shave it off, you know?
Mine looked like the haunted forest, so I decided to get rid of it, yeah.
Hey, you know, on Facebook, David Roddy did a wonderful interview with Nutrition World on his career life and also connection to health. Please access that for our interesting interview. We do have a lecture on December 2nd. Don't have all the details, but Vital Planet on gut health. Amazing information if you have irritable bowel, constipation, diarrhea, bloating, all those things. We've had this lady 4 times, and she always is amazing, the people who come, because they come back and tell us the amount of benefit they received from that. I do want to read something from the Daily Stoic that I think is very appropriate for this time. And this has zero to do with any personal beliefs as far as politics, but I thought it was very, very well worded. It was always unlikely that this would be settled quickly. It was inevitable that it would not go someone's way. So today, as the dust settles on the U.S. election, you may find yourself glued to the TV screen or refreshing your social media feed. You're almost certainly worried. Even if you feel some relief, the truth is that none of us know how this will shake out. What are we to do? What does all this mean? What if it's all about to get real, or even real bad? You're not wrong to think about this, but you are mistaken if you think what has happened, what will happen, or who was elected changes anything. This is not to argue that elections don't matter. They absolutely do. As the Daily Stoic has said many times, it's just as a Stoic, nothing in an election changes what is asked or obligated of you. It doesn't matter if a tyrant or a philosopher king comes to power. It doesn't really matter if you yourself are the person who comes to power, or if you have just been rendered powerless. You are still expected to be good. You're expected to be the person of virtue. Whatever anyone else does or says, for my part, I am bound to be good. Marcus Aurelius writes in his book, Meditations, in the same way an emerald or gold or purple might always proclaim, whatever anyone does or says, I must be what I am and show my true colors. Whatever happens in life, in world politics or events, our job, our duty is our duty. How does this stop you? Marcus asks somewhere in Meditations, from acting with courage, discipline, justice, and wisdom. In fact, it may well be that this election results present you with an incredible and urgent and critical opportunity to act with these virtues. So it went for Priscus, a senator that they profiled in Lives of the Stoics, when the emperor Vespasian tried to stop him criticizing, "It is in your power not to allow me to be a member of the Senate." Well, he replied, "But so long as I am, I must go on. I must say what I think right. But if you do," Vespasian replied, "I shall put you to death. You will do your part." Helvetius said, "With an immense courage, and I will do mine." Our job today and tomorrow is the same as it's always been: to be good, to be wise, to stand up for what's right, and to resist what's wrong and evil. Nothing changes that. Nothing exempts us from that. The consequences and the cost of any of these things, the stakes can change, and these election results may just have done that. But your obligation remains to have virtue. I think that's appropriate for the time, whatever. And
I agree.
You agree. Well, good. We got two thumbs up.
Yeah. I mean, we don't have much time left. I just would encourage people to remember, when people want to talk, ask questions, disagree with you in a civil way, that is not meanness. That is, don't hide behind the shield of we should all be kind by meaning we all have to agree. Conversation is the way forward, not shutting somebody up with names and labels.
I love that. And what you said last week about the difference between a kind man and a nice man.
I did a podcast, just went out on that last 3 days ago.
And I remembered that this week because, and we can't get into it now, we got 25 seconds left, but that there's a huge difference between being kind and being nice.
Yes.
And I want you to repeat that some other time when we have a few more episodes down the hatch.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Vital Health Radio Download. Also, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com, and we thank you for listening, and so does the whole crew at Nutrition World, from Scott all the way down the list. And for Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World, and have a healthy, safe, and fearless, virtuous day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.